L-E-T-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Tuesday morning. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We got Titans coaching search news to get into this hour. What's going to happen with Mike Tomlin now that the Steelers have been eliminated? John Harbaugh has interviewed with the Falcons and is interviewing apparently with more teams later on in the week. The Titans just keep rolling out candidates that they're going to be talking to, and the latest report is that you can add former Giants head coach Brian Daboll to the list of people that the Titans are interviewing, so we'll take your thoughts on all that throughout the rest of the hour. Let's head to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Adam in Portland to the program. Adam, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, Robbie, man. Hey, so does this, and I jumped in kind of late, but does it, like, is it a big blow to Art that they got smoked like they did last night? Is he still a viable candidate, or did that hurt him? Because I know, like, the Titans sucked way worse than Pittsburgh's offense, and we played Texans pretty tough that second game. So, I don't know. I the whole game, I was like, man, Houston feels so elite. But I'm like, oh, God, this is going to hurt Art. So I was going to see what y'all thought about Art.
Yeah, thank you for the call, Adam. I think it has to a little bit, right, Joe? I mean, you know, yeah. I think this place with the connection with Arthur Smith is probably a little bit different. But I think a lot of that also, Joe, is just us assuming that. Like, I'm not aware of any sort of direct connection between Arthur Smith and Mike Borgonzi, right? Like, so, I mean, if Mike Borgonzi is the one leading the search, I don't think that there's a direct connection there. Now, there is a direct connection between Arthur Smith and Amy Adams Strunk and a lot of people in the organization, so it's easy to go there. But, you know, does he get serious consideration for the job? I don't know. I kind of felt iffy about that anyway. Last night certainly doesn't help. But to your point, like last night, you can blame a lot of that on Arthur Smith, I guess, if you want to. That's a darn good defense that they played. And in a Pittsburgh offense with a 42-year-old quarterback, with DK Metcalf, who's been okay all year long. And Rodgers has talked about this a little bit. They kind of just scrounged it together with guys that don't have a ton of background in the NFL. So I'm not sure exactly all the tools that Arthur Smith had to work with this year. Rodgers was fine. I mean, he's good, especially when you factor in he's 42-year-old quarterback. But it's not like Arthur Smith, you look at that Pittsburgh offense and it's like, man, look at all the weapons he's got to deal with out here.
No, and down the stretch, yeah, no DK. But I don't see Arthur Smith being a heavily interviewed guy for head coaching jobs this cycle. Some of that is just because of all the names that are clearly, that would, you know, clearly slot in above him.
Yeah.
I guess I wouldn't be shocked if the Titans interview him. But like you said, the people in charge of the search, that's there's no connection. I mean, some people are going to probably unfairly knock him. It's like, you had Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you know, but Aaron Rodgers is – there's a reason he's about to, I think, retire, because it's just he has diminished. And especially, like, being able to move. That's where – it wasn't that long ago. He could still get out of the pocket and really – give teams trouble, and it's just not there. They were totally overwhelmed last night. I don't know what OC comes up with way better answers than Arthur Smith did, given the matchups that just they were just losing, and just given how, I mean, a lot of this is just like the Texans, it's incredible how well they all tackle and swarm to the ball. Like, their DBs, they have great coverage corners, but also, like, they absolutely tackle everything in the run game.
Yeah.
To go with just an incredible defensive line. And look at watching Danico Autry last night. I'm like, geez, man. He and Jeff Simmons could have had some good years together still. You know, watching what he's doing there. It's just it's hard to put much blame on Arthur Smith, but I also just don't see how there's much momentum for him to be anything other than somebody's OC next season.
Well, and, you know, building off that from the Steelers' point of view, they have not won a playoff game since 2016. I think that's seven in a row that they've now lost. You've got Mike Tomlin, who has won a Super Bowl there, but it's been a long time. It's been a long time since they put together a deep playoff run, and you're already in a coaching cycle where it's very busy. I mean, there's a lot of names out there, a lot of jobs that are open. You've got John Harbaugh that is kind of the bell of the ball right now when it comes to the head coaching candidates. What's going to happen with Tomlin? Like, are Steelers decision makers in line with a lot of what their fan base seems to be in line with, hey, man, it's just we like Mike Tomlin, we love Mike Tomlin, but it's time. Like, it's time to move on. Do the Steelers decision makers feel that way? Does ownership feel that way? How does Mike Tomlin feel about, you know, his situation in Pittsburgh, knowing that, you know, at some point here, you know, you look, maybe Rodgers gets through this and he wants to come back for one more year, and he's, you know, talked about how much he loved it in Pittsburgh this year, and all that's great. But do you think the picture is going to be all that much different with Aaron Rodgers next year at age 43, where you're like legitimately competing for a Super Bowl? Pretty hard for me to get there. So at some point, you're going to have to find that next quarterback. And look, maybe they love Will Howard, and they took Will Howard last year in the draft. Maybe they think it's him. But likelihood is it's probably going to have to be a high pick here either this year or next year when it comes to the next quarterback for Pittsburgh. So does Mike Tomlin want to go through that part of it too? Like, it's over the next couple of days here, Joe, going to be really interesting to see what happens with him, and can you add his name to the list in what's already a very busy head coaching cycle?
Yeah, and I can see him just looking at it and being like, it's okay. So young quarterback has got to be the way again. Defense, key pillars of this defense are aging out here pretty fast. It's just, that's, you know, one of the things. I mean, look at what the Texans did running the ball against them last night. But they have some great, great players on defense who are in the twilight, just like Aaron Rodgers. And so if you're Mike Tomlin, as much as you, I'm sure, love the organization, ownership, city, and all that stuff, I could talk myself into, like, I could have a fresh start and a place where I actually have a better chance to win in the next couple of years and build on that than what the Steelers have. They're going to pick 21st, and who's there for that? So does that mean you have to try to mortgage future to move up to get a quarterback who shouldn't even be picked as high as you're moving up to pick him? A lot of reasons that it just doesn't look great in the near future for Pittsburgh.
615-737-1025, our phone number. What's going to happen with Mike Tomlin if he does become available? Where does he rank on your list of who you'd like to see hired by the Titans as their next head coach? We'll get into that coming up next. We'll give you the latest info on the John Harbaugh front, all that coming up. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.
How do you approach a decision about your future?
I'm not even in that mindset as I sit here tonight. I'm more in the mindset of what transpired in this stadium and, you know, certainly what we did and didn't do. Not a big picture mentality as I sit here tonight.
As Mike Tomlin after the game last night, Texans win 30-6 against Pittsburgh, and the divisional matchup's now set in the NFL. Pittsburgh out again in the playoffs. Taking your thoughts on Mike Tomlin, could he enter the coaching fray here that's already very busy this offseason? We'll give you the latest on John Harbaugh here in just a few minutes. Preds fans, Smashville Live returning tomorrow night at 6 o'clock on 102.5 The Game, live from Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Meet your Preds star players up close and personal. Get your chance for autographs and pictures as well. Ozzie Weisblatt and Reed Schaefer will be the guests coming up tomorrow. That's tomorrow night at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs, and only on 102.5 The Game. So, Joe, let me ask you, if Tomlin shakes loose here and it's either a firing in Pittsburgh or a mutual parting of ways or whatever it ends up being, let's just play that out and say he becomes available. If you're the Titans, if you're a Titans fan looking at the options at that point, I mean, Harbaugh's out there. Tomlin in that scenario would be out there. You know, the Titans are interviewing like 18 other people, so there's all sorts of available candidates that they're going to have. Where does Tomlin go on your list, Rex Road, if he ends up being available and is done in Pittsburgh?
Well, it would be, to me, it would be like 1A, 1B, Harbaugh, Tomlin. That may be simplistic, but I just don't see, like, I understand, like, a Steelers fan right now would be like, have you noticed, like, offensively how, you know, how bad it's been and all that stuff? And I get that, and he's tried different OCs and stuff like that. But again, I just think it's a quarterback thing more than anything. Or, like, you know, they'll get a, it's like they can never get enough playmakers too. Like, it was a good pickup to get DK Metcalf, but then Pickens is out. Pickens a tremendous talent, but I get it too. Like, Pickens is a pain in the butt. So they just have not done a good enough job of, you know, building up that roster. Now look, with anything like this, and I think more so with Tomlin than with Harbaugh, you definitely, if you're going through the hiring process and you're looking at these coaches, I mean, like to know like how involved Tomlin has been in some of their missteps, but so much of it is quarterback, like Pickett. That's just a, you know, that pick is just, that's one of those things that sets you back when you make a mistake like that, when you draft baby hands. So that's, you know, the issue on his side is sort of this consistent mediocrity lately. While Harbaugh does not have that, but they're all over the map, but Harbaugh's had a quarterback. So I just, ultimately, I look at both of them, and they would be my top two candidates. And I might give the edge to Tomlin just in terms of his age compared to Harbaugh. You know, if you can establish something like they've had in Pittsburgh, like they've had in Baltimore, you got a lot more runway with Tomlin. Titans have talked about, just like PK said, they've talked about what do they want. They describe a coach. They're kind of describing Vrabel. Well, Tomlin, that's what he is, right? Yeah. He's a culture coach, and like you immediately raise your floor to, you will no longer be embarrassing. That may not be exciting, but let's also remember the guy's won a Super Bowl, and the guy had teams that went deep consistently when he had a quarterback.
Yeah, I would go Harbaugh 1, Tomlin 2, I think is how I would rank them. But, I mean, I would be happy with either one if I'm a Titans fan. I mean, one thing that both of them clearly do, and we can have the debate on how important this ultimately is, but, I mean, Borgonzi's made it pretty clear. Like, they are looking for somebody to come in here and establish some level of leadership, some level of accountability, and for lack of a better buzzword, Joe, a culture around here that they feel like they've been missing. And that goes back to, you know, Jeffrey Simmons talked about that a few weeks ago while the season was still going on, that they needed somebody to come in here and do that. And, I mean, unequivocally, Harbaugh and Tomlin do that, right? Like, they very, I mean, immediately check that box. Now, ultimately, if they come in and they're great culture people, but they can't figure out how to get things developed with a quarterback, or, you know, the offense just totally continues to sputter like under Tomlin, then is that going to matter at some point? Of course it is. But, I mean, very clearly, those two are at the top of the list when it comes to that part of what Borgonzi has described about this job. And then, you know, we've talked about Tomlin. He's never had a losing season in Baltimore. In Pittsburgh. I know Baltimore just went 8-9. There was another 8-9 season they had in 2021 when Lamar was hurt. And I think he's had a couple of 8-8s in there and won 5-11 back in 2015. With Harbaugh, basically since he got there in 2008, there's a whole lot of 11, 12, 10, 14, 13, 10, 12 win seasons all over the board, from beginning to end. And, look, I just think there's a reason all these teams are incredibly interested in John Harbaugh. If Tomlin gets added to the list, it'll be the same thing. There will be a lot of teams incredibly interested in him. And then, we'll, you know, until the LaFleur thing is settled, we'll see what happens on that front. But I think most Titans fans, regardless of whether it's number one or number two, you've got those two at the top of your list in whatever order.
Yeah, yeah. Texter, bring up a point on, I guess, if you want to compare and contrast, you know, like what apparently Harbaugh, again, there's been some disputing of this, but like the demands, you know, full control if that's truly what he wants, and whatever, 20 mil or whatever. I mean, is Tomlin, I'm just a ball coach. Is Tomlin, give me 20 million? I mean, I guess, is it a better deal for you to look at Tomlin than Harbaugh? Like,
well, I would assume if Amy wants either one of those guys, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay up to get.
Oh, sure. You have to pay a lot for sure. But then also the control thing, does that matter? I mean, look, to me, like if John Harbaugh's like, okay, I'm in, but you know, I want final say, I want the 53, whatever it is. And I think it's okay if you're the Titans, you know, it's not like, well, we just put out a press release and I want to change that. I mean, I think you change it, but I don't know. Is it more appealing if you believe in your structure and you think Borgonzi is who you want making these decisions, these final decisions on personnel, like, does that make it more appealing if a Tomlin says he doesn't care? I don't know.
Let's head to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Doug and Franklin to the program. Doug, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, just want to make a quick comment on leadership. With Vrabel, with Tomlin, with Harbaugh, none of those guys call plays. They're not a coordinator. Seems like a easier way to develop leadership, and it seems to be a history of that when there's not a coordinator. And I know there's success on both sides, but there are strong leaderships for those individuals that are not coordinators. Just wanted to hear your comments.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it, Doug. And, I mean, look, there's no doubt. I mean, Vrabel has, you know, gotten the benefit this year of Josh McDaniels doing a great job as offensive coordinator. We know the type of leader that Vrabel is. Harbaugh, same stuff. Now, I will say this. One thing that's interesting about Harbaugh when it comes to fit here, Joe, and you brought this up yesterday. I don't know that if they hire John Harbaugh that it's going to be Todd Monken coming in as offensive coordinator. It's probably likely that Todd Monken is coming in as offensive coordinator at that point. And look, you know, John Harbaugh has been the head coach of Lamar Jackson. He was also the head coach when Joe Flacco was his quarterback. So it's not like they can't run an offense for different style of quarterbacks. But is there any concern on that front? You know, we've talked about Tomlin, and they have not been able to figure out the offensive side of the ball with any sort of consistency basically since Big Ben was in his prime. Now, do you worry about that with Harbaugh coming from the place they were just at, the style of play that they played? That's just not going to – you're not going to play that way here with Cam Ward.
Yeah, and I also like with Tomlin, because yeah, you kind of feel like it's package deal with Harbaugh, and yeah, I think that, you know, you're able to do different things and adjust to different things. Like, is Tomlin just wide open on that front? Is Tomlin like, actually, Art's my guy? Is Tomlin like, if you talk to Tomlin, like, what would you think of, you know, Mike McDaniel as your OC? You know, are you open to that? Like, How does Tomlin, you know, to me, Tomlin is, he's a defensive guy who, that's the thing, like Harbaugh is a special teams guy technically, right? But Tomlin is a defensive guy who, to me, it's kind of like, I need a head coach of the offense. So is he open on that front? And then can you find a really good OC? And again, what about if it is Art? What if Tomlin's like, look, I believe in Arthur Smith, and, you know, we had tough go this year, but he's really good. I'd be interested to know what Titans fans think about a Tomlin-Arthur Smith pairing.
We'll dive a little bit deeper into the Brian Daboll part of this as well, coming up next, who is now apparently also going to be interviewing with the Tennessee Titans. Are we reaching the point where maybe the interview pool is getting a little bit too deep? We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie
deep
and Retro,
and milky.
102.5 The Game.
Just a short time ago, the Atlanta Falcons announced that they've completed an interview with John Harbaugh, which would seem to be the first known interview he's done since being fired by Baltimore a week ago. But let's put this into context. The truth of the matter is, John Harbaugh has been home trying to figure out and map out his future. He has been in contact, talking with the New York Giants, the Tennessee Titans, the Cleveland Browns, the Arizona Cardinals, the Las Vegas Raiders. He himself has had the very same types of conversations he had today with the Atlanta Falcons.
So that was Schefter discussing the interview that John Harbaugh did with the Atlanta Falcons. So Atlanta puts it out there yesterday, Joe, that they completed an interview with John Harbaugh. Schefter talking about it there. It was basically like, yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same stuff that he's already been doing from his house with the Titans and with the Browns and with all these coaching situations, vacancies that are open. So, we talked earlier in the show about the Atlanta opening, right? I mean, there are parts about that job that look attractive if you're John Harbaugh. You've got Bijan Robinson. You've got some players on the defensive side of the ball that I think you're excited about. You've got some pass catchers that you're excited about. But I think you have to be at least concerned with Penix in the injury situation. Now, maybe with Matt Ryan coming in there, maybe there is a plan to do something different at quarterback. I don't know. I'm going to connect Malik Willis to everyone now, Joe. Malik Willis is going to be, by the time I'm said and done this offseason, named the starting quarterback for about 11 different teams. That's my goal. So maybe Malik Willis is the guy in Atlanta. What do you think?
It's like, do we actually think, like, is there going to be a team that says Malik Willis is our guy? We're going all in on Malik Willis?
All in, I don't know. Do I think that he's going to have a legitimate chance to open the season next year as somebody's starting quarterback? Yes, I do.
That's amazing. And again, it's amazing. I'm not saying it's amazing because I think that's such a terrible idea. I'm watching him and I'm like, man, he looks awfully good. It's just so hard to get over, the time here and the struggles and how different it looks. Which, if you are disappointed today and you find out that Matt LaFleur did sign a contract extension, at least hopefully you can comfort yourself with that. It's remarkable. All credit to Malik, but also, Matt LaFleur must have some answers on stuff like that.
Now, if he can learn to count, we can get the next step going.
Well, pluses and minuses. Yeah, that's a really interesting thought. But yeah, I mean, I can see it, man. I can see it for sure. He's improved so much. So,
to that point, somebody's going to take a shot on him, right? Here we are offseason after offseason in the NFL with all these quarterbacks. And I know Malik's situation is a little different, but these quarterbacks ending up in different spots after struggling early in their career and then growing as a player and then coming out and being pretty good the next time they get an opportunity. I'm not saying that Malik Willis has the same talent level of a Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield or, high first-round picks that we're talking about here. But I think he's done enough with the limited opportunities he's gotten the last couple of years where somebody's probably going to take a shot on him and see if he could be their starting quarterback. That seems to be happening more and more in today's NFL.
It does. I still I would entertain, and I don't even know what situation it would be. I would entertain a competition.
Yeah.
I'd be hesitant on
just naming him outright the guy.
Yeah, but no, look, he's an exciting young player, and this was true here, tremendous attitude and intangibles and all that stuff. Just came to work every day and didn't complain and just kept plugging. It's just like I just didn't see where it was going, and all of a sudden he gets it got better before he left, but it still was kind of like, I mean, when he got traded, if you go back and listen to our show, I'm sure it was like the same thing, like, okay, now can he establish himself as
legitimate
a QB2 who can have a career as a QB2 in this league? That's a good career, it's a good life, and boom, he is elevated past that. So Carson's saying, yes, he will be the Steelers starting QB next season. We'll see. Maybe Tomlin stays, Malik comes, and they take over the AFC. I mean, who knows? At this point, very few things would surprise me anymore.
What do you make of Brian Daboll apparently being interviewed by the Titans as well? Jordan Schultz put that out there, and now others have reported it as well, that Brian Daboll will be interviewed by the Titans later this week. It's the first one that I've seen where he is actually being interviewed to be a head coach in the NFL this offseason. So, look, I mean, it's clear the Titans, we've talked about, hey, interview as many people as you can when this whole thing started. That's clearly the approach that they're taking from everybody from Jason Garrett to Brian Daboll to some of these coordinators that are coming up that haven't been head coaches before. What do you make of Daboll now being added to the list?
Well, I look at it the same way, not the same exact situation, but it's like if you interview a Kingsbury, you know, to me, it's like in my back of my mind, and maybe this is not how the Titans look at it, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, could this be our OC? Daboll got a lot of credit for, I mean, he was there during those years with Josh Allen where it went from pretty freaking bad to great. So obviously that's what got him the opportunity with the Giants. I mean, he seems like a bit of a loose cannon. I'd be really hesitant to hire him as my head coach based on just some of the stuff with his coordinators and everything. I don't know that he has the demeanor to be the CEO of a team, but he seems to be pretty good with quarterbacks and offense. So interview him, because it got, you know, someone like that, like McDaniel and a lot of other people, they want to be interviewed to be head coaches.
Yeah.
But they also have to understand that your landing spot is most likely as an OC. So do this interview, and then maybe they'll hire a head coach that you would like to work with, and you'll have your pick of good OC jobs. That's how I look at it. I don't take him seriously as a head coaching candidate for the Tennessee Titans.
I guess I don't either. Like, I just – it is – I mean – I think Herndon just put out a list of like the how many names are. I think the Titans are up to like 18 people. Like, it's a lot. There are a lot of people on this list right now. That's not even factoring in like Harbaugh, right? Like Harbaugh, you're hoping to interview. What if Tomlin joins the list? I mean, by the time this thing's all said and done, Titans could have interviewed 28 people.
I mean, hey, you know what? I mean, load it up. What else have you got to do over there? You know, you got your personnel people looking at the draft stuff, and go ahead and get yourself as many interviews as possible. It's, you know what? It's also work for you on improving your interviewing skills.
That's true.
You know, we always think about, you know, these coaches getting in front of people. Well, you get better and better at asking, you know, what are your strengths and your weaknesses? You know, I mean, you can come up with some new questions to ask coaches. No, I mean, it does seem a little bit excessive when you consider everybody. It's like I could easily lop like 4 or 5 names off right now and be just fine. But I don't know. What matters is that you end up coming away with a good one. And again, like, we'll see with Tomlin today. I assume there's going to be somewhere today. But just the fact that Harbaugh seems to be giving the Titans the time, the time of day to some extent, kind of exciting.
Trevor says, Borgonzi to Daboll in the interview process. Brian, have you learned how to stay out of the blue tent yet? Can you promise if we hire you as the head coach that you're not going to go storming into the blue injury tent and pulling Cam Ward out by the shoulder pads?
If our quarterback is in the blue tent, you leave our quarterback alone, please. You promise me that, Brian?
Let's head back to our phone line. Welcome in Trey to the program. Trey, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I just want to come in on Malik Willis. You know, since he's been with us, I've been wishing that he would have an opportunity to get in there and, you know, perform as a starting quarterback. What I like about Malik is his ability to see the field. I love his ball delivery. I love how it comes out. Have you just watched his dimes that he throws down the field? They're so beautiful. And I'm glad if he gets the opportunity, I can guarantee you he could get to 10, 11 wins a season. And, you know, he deserves an opportunity. And I want to talk about the coach situation. I don't want Daboll. I don't know how much success he had, especially with his other tenures, but I want somebody to come in here that has an alpha attitude, you know, not somebody that's going to be passive aggressive. Oh, it'll be all right. Oh, he's just doing his job. Oh, we need to get better. No, I want somebody to come in and command the whole organization. And I think Coach Harbaugh could do that. And if Coach Tomlin gets fired, I think he could do that. I think Saleh can do that. There's a few guys out there that, you know, that can command the room. But we need somebody that's going to come here, like Borgonzi said, and be a leader of the whole organization. He needs to run the whole thing, you know, so it can run better than what it has been in the last 5 years. And as far as Coach Vrabel, I want somebody that's like him, but I know it ain't nobody out there that's like him. And y'all have a good day. Thank you. Love y'all.
Thank you, Trey. Appreciate it. You too. No Daybill.
Yeah, that Borginsy better not interview Daybill.
I mean, look, in all seriousness, on the Daybill front, I don't know that passive aggressiveness is his problem. He may be a little too aggressive.
It's just straight up aggressiveness. Yeah. Yeah. But I agree with Trey's sentiment on commanding a room. I mean, that's why, I mean, Salah's been my top guy, and now, you know, I'd put Harbaugh above that, and if Tomlin comes out, above that. But those are the types of coaches that they seem to do well at a lot of places, including here not too long ago.
A lot of your thoughts on the coaching search front. We'll wrap up the show with that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Final segment of the day, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. A lot of your thoughts to get to on the Titans coaching search. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. Joe, one person earlier, and I'd have to go back and find the text message, but I wanted to bring this up to you. Talked about Stefanski. He's like, you know, this time a week ago, if you told Titans fans like Stefanski is going to end up being your head coach, some people would like it, some people would have hated it, but you look around the options and you'd say, yeah, I mean, of the options that are out there, I mean, we've talked about the Matt Nagy's of the world and, you know, the Arthur Smiths, guys who have been head coaches before, didn't go all that great. Like Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year, did pretty well early in his tenure with Cleveland, and then they moved on from Baker, and the Deshaun Watson thing was a disaster. But I think their point was, like, Stefanski at one point in this kind of seemed like the most accomplished, maybe the most coveted guy. And now that Harbaugh's out there, you've got potentially Tomlin out there. Who knows what's going to happen with Matt LaFleur? That situation hadn't been resolved yet. You've got the coordinators coming up, whether it's Chris Shula or, as teams go through this process, how much is Clint Kubiak going to be involved in these discussions? All these different things. Like, where is Stefanski going to land in all this? Like, to me, he's the type of guy, Joe, where it's like, it's probably going to require Harbaugh making a decision, Tomlin, if applicable, making a decision, and then it kind of starts to line up after that. Joe's first mute of the day.
Wow. First time.
Almost
my alarm,
made it the whole show.
I know. Well, except I didn't take part in the whole show because of my alarm. But yeah. Good job. I had it set at the right time. I just didn't have it on the green, by the way. Just so you know. But also I just lost my point.
Sorry.
What were we talking about?
Well, we're talking about Stefanski. Like where is he gonna end up when all this
Yes, this is an awesome point that I was just about to make. So some of these coaches, it's like, take the job. You get a job, take a job. Some of these teams, you got someone you like, go ahead. Don't worry about all this stuff. Stefanski to me is like he absolutely is a waiting for the dominoes to fall guy because he's going to get a head coaching job. I cannot believe that Stefanski is going to have to be relegated to being an OC next year. I think he's going to be a head coach, but he definitely needs to see where everything falls. And right now, again, we're waiting on your guy, LaFleur, to sign an extension or all of a sudden continue to send shockwaves through this coaching cycle. And then I think, very soon with him and with Mike Tomlin, we're going to find out. And then you can start playing the dominoes game. And Stefanski is going to be some team's pretty freaking good consolation prize.
Yeah. At some point he is. Austin Stanley pointed this out from A to Z Sports. Like, are the Titans just going to interview every guy that's been fired other than, I guess, Pete Carroll? Like, is the Pete Carroll interview coming at some point here, too?
Brian Kelly? What about him? He's out there.
Bring that Southern accent on up to Nashville, buddy.
Come on now, y'all. I'm ready for y'all. I love some country music.
It is getting a little bit heavy, right? I mean, like, there are so many hours in a day. Texter's also asking about we haven't talked about him. We did talk about him yesterday, but Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
I mean, look, again, I have warmed up tremendously to the idea. To the like, I would put him. He's another one of those dominoes. Well, it's interesting. I don't know. Some people I think would be scared away. and just want him as an OC. I know the Lions want him as their OC, but I might put him above Stefanski on my, and I'm totally like waffling and going back and forth on this whole thing, but the more I think about him, the more I think he absolutely is a viable candidate.
I think he's a viable candidate too. I don't know exactly where he would rank. Like I think heading into this process, he would have probably, I think for most people, been more attractive as an offensive coordinator candidate. But that's the other part of this. You know, the Titans are interviewing like 20 people for this job, and there are, what, 8 jobs open right now? So there's a lot of people that aren't going to be finding a head coaching job this cycle. And look, maybe some of that's just like your Robert Salas of the world. Like, is Robert Sala going to land a head coaching job this cycle? I mean, I would think that he's got a decent shot of doing it. But again, there's a lot of people being interviewed here. And that's not just with the Titans. A lot of people being interviewed, and only so many spots to fill these jobs here. So, like, these young coordinators that we've talked about, how many of them are getting a job? Doesn't seem like it's going to be very many right now based on what the pool looks like.
Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, there's going to be some very good – there's going to end up being some very, you know, exciting coordinator hires, you know, and you would think good because they're people who could have been head coaches in another cycle. Someone, speaking of coordinators – you know, we're not someone asking about, like, who the heck is the Texans? Why is nobody talking about? That's Matt Burke.
Yeah,
and he will. By the way, he'll at some point he'll get opportunities. But I also would say, like, there's a great example of, and I'm sure he's very good. He's doing a very good job. He has nothing to do with those guys dominating up front and destroying offensive lines and tackling the secondary. And to me, the Texans is a great example of Jimmy's and Joe's beats X's and O's.
Yep.
Again, I'm not trying to take anything away from that guy, but remember, Mike Vrabel came to the Titans, got the job, and his defense was 31st in the league in his one season as D coordinator. That was very much injury related, but just saying, like, sometimes, you know, coordinators get too much credit and too much blame based on the personnel realities.
That's going to do it for us today here on the program. Next Man Up with Jake Lyman coming up next. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.